I'm excited. I'm excited to get out there and start moving things around and try to make a really nice plant out of that out there.
Wendell Gilbert is president of Tonka Seafoods, the custom fish processing company, just finished buying the Mitkoff Cannery building from Trident Seafoods.
So I was really looking forward to this. I've been waiting a long time, and it's just been taking forever to get done. And I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Let's go. Let's do this.
It's a huge step for the small local company. Seth Scrimshire is chief financial officer.
There is a little bit of stress involved going from a smaller operation to making the leap to the larger operation, but definitely relieved that the deal is done. We're out there. That the first step or first stage is done.
Without going into detail on the price, Scrimshire says Tonka financed the purchase. He says the company needs to have as much working capital as possible for buying fish and other operations, so they weren't able to purchase the building outright. The plant is close to downtown Petersburg on Mitkoff Highway, just past the ferry terminal. Gilbert says Tonka bought the waterfront facilities, but not the warehouse closer to the road.
Everything is basically been stripped out of this plant. It is a bare bones project that we have to build back up from scratch. So we're buying a shell of a building with a nice big dock, and we're not sure how it's all going to come together yet. We're working on it. We've got plans. We've got things going. We've got people working on it already. And it's just come see us next year and you'll see what we come up with.
Tonka's current plant is located on the first floor of a downtown apartment building and has no waterfront access to take deliveries from fishermen. Having a much larger facility as well as a dock will make a big difference for the company. Scrimshire says Tonka has needed more space for a while.
We've kind of outgrown our existing facility over 2 years ago, so we've been struggling in the small space we're at. So it's probably been about a 2 to 3 year project. This plant became available for sale last spring, so we've been working on that for about a year.
Gilbert and Scrimshire hope to have their whole business moved out to the new, roomier location by late May and continue with their normal operations for now.
We anticipate continue doing the same kind of work we're doing here. We're not going to stop doing custom processing right now. We're going to keep doing the custom processing along with more processing at the new facility and making it easier to move around and do the job much easier and faster, so that's going to help us a lot.
The company plans to build up the facility's capacity to handle more fish over the next year. Tonka currently processes less than 1 million pounds of fish a year, according to Scrimshire, who says with the bigger plant, they hope to increase that to between 6 and 7 million pounds for all species.
There's some things we need to do. We need to remodel the ice house. You know, we need to a little remodeling on the dock. So yeah, there is some facility work we'll need to do before we can expand into the larger fisheries. But we're able to do it, kind of remodel as we go instead of all at once. So that's the plan.
Scrimshire says Tonka employs 6 people year-round and up to 18 at the peak of the summer. He hopes to double that once the new plant is fully geared up in a year or so. Along with more salmon, he says the company will be looking to buy more halibut, black cod, Pacific cod, and rockfish and other species. They want to eventually get the equipment to process shrimp, and they'd like to expand into flounder, which has not been commercially fished since the 1970s in Southeast. According to Gilbert and Scrimshire, the seafood market is showing renewed interest in those flatfish.
We are interested in every potential that, you know, the oceans have to offer around here, and us being a small year-round company, we feel we can take advantage of smaller kind of niche fisheries that the larger companies don't have a desire to, or, you know, aren't open during certain times of the year to take advantage of them.
Scrimshire and Gilbert both credit Petersburg's community cold storage with helping their company grow to the point that it could make this move. Gilbert says the public facility made it possible for his business to fill much bigger orders.
Without that local cold storage, we would be having a serious problem trying to store fish, because especially now that we've gone into these bigger projects, because, you know, we're bringing in fish by the container load and we have no storage here. So without that Petersburg cold storage there, we would have been, you know, not been able to do this at all.
The community cold storage is owned and operated by the Petersburg Economic Development Council. PEDC coordinator Liz Cabrera thinks Tonka's expansion to the Mitkoff Cannery building will do a lot for the community. First, she says it's great to see a local company investing so much here in town.
Secondly, seeing them use a facility that has laid dormant for a few years, so putting that asset to work is also great for our town. As a fishing community, we all know anytime more seafood has landed crossing the dock here. It's good for the borough coffers. It's good for employment. It's good for bringing more fishing boats to town. So the multiplier effect, if you will, is great. It's fantastic. And we really are excited to see what Tonka's doing and their prospects for the future.
The Mitkoff Cannery dates back to the 1950s, according to Tonka's Wendell Gilbert, who says they've done extensive surveys and everything looks sound. The facility last canned fish in 2003 when it was owned by Norquest Seafoods, which bought the plant in 1999. Trident bought Norquest in 2004. And one note of financial disclosure, I'm a commercial troller in my spare time, and I've sold fish to several of Petersburg's local processing plants, including Tonka. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.